Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The dangerous heat continues today. Expected high this afternoon around 100 with a heat index up to 111. Dallas County is saying no to federal funds to run the COVID-19 testing site at the Ellis Davis Fieldhouse. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
At issue is how long it takes to get results. Currently, those tested wait 8 to 10 days to get results back, but at the site at the University of Dallas in Irving, the results come back in 2 to 3 days. The main reason, it's being run by a private vendor. During a meeting, Commissioner John Wiley Price demanded both be run by private vendors.
Why are we having a difficult time in the southern sector getting anything that is even a plausible response? I mean, 8 to 10 days, I mean, that's just unacceptable.
Judge Clay Jenkins tweeted that the county won't take any federal money now and will pay for a private vendor at Ellis Davis starting on Wednesday. At first, they'll test around 500 a day, then expand that to 1,000. The only thing he asked of the feds is to give them the reagents needed for testing. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington will give away face masks later this week. People who show up at the Dan Dipert Career and Technical Center on Browning Drive from 9 until 4 on Thursday will get a free box of 50 disposable face masks. Jay Warren with the City of Arlington says it's part of the city's commitment to slow the spread of COVID-19.
We hope that this will help certainly those that don't have masks but are wanting to participate in the process of having a safe reopening of Arlington, as we've seen, and maintaining that, like getting back to normal with coronavirus, will participate.
While this giveaway is intended for people who live in Arlington, Warren says no one will be checking IDs, so if you need to restock on masks, feel free to stop by. In Waxahachie, there is a petition to remove the district's mascot. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that.
You've probably heard the NFL team in Washington is retiring its name and logo. That move is spurring a petition closer to home launched by Waxahachie alumni who say the district displays offensive Native American theming.
It's definitely implanted throughout, you know, kindergarten all the way to graduation.
Nathan Neverett and Annalie Flores started the petition. They tell NBC5 the school's mascot, the Indians, is an issue, as is the giant muffler man painted to resemble a Native American and the school's color, Indian green. This is not the first time the issue has come up. The district says the use of the mascot emblem is reviewed every 5 years. Right now, it's approved through 2023. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A man in a wheelchair shot and killed in West Fort Worth. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
The shooting happened at around midnight near Camp Bowie Boulevard and Broadmoor Drive. The wheelchair-bound man was rushed to a hospital where he died at around 2 a.m. Officer Jimmy Polizzani says at this time, investigators do not know what led up to the fatal shooting.
They are vigorously working through every piece of evidence that they have to try to come to a closure here and find out exactly what transpired.
The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office has not released the man's identity yet, and no suspects are in custody at this time. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is primary runoff day in Texas. State Senator Royce West facing Air Force veteran MJ Hager for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate West cast his vote today in Dallas and says he hopes protests over the death of George Floyd will lead to action at the ballot box.
The reality is, if you don't vote, don't complain. We have several tools in this democracy in order to be engaged. We have protests, which has been done effectively. We have the ability to boycott in order to get corporate America's attention. And then we have the ability to change the structure of government by voting, which is the most potent tool that we have at our disposal.
Senator West says he's disappointed the Democratic Senatorial Committee endorsed his opponent. Hager has called West a career politician who used his office to make millions. The winner will face Republican John Cornyn for the U.S. Senate seat in November. Dallas and Fort Worth are among the school districts asking for permission to start the year with online-only instruction. If that happens, the UIL will allow students to take part in extracurricular activities like fall sports and band. We asked Dr. Troy Smarava from the Children's Health Andrews Institute if the threat from COVID-19 would be less on the field than in a crowded classroom.
I think, you know, when you look at both scenarios, you're going to have contact with other people, and both scenarios have a unique way of minimizing the risk of spreading the infection. And I think on the football field, there are extra precautions that are taken in place. So I think there may be a slight increased risk because of more contact and exposure. But I think also there are less athletes on a team than there are in a large, busy school. So I think they both have their unique risk. But I think athletes on a playing field in a gymnasium or working out, if the school, the athletic trainers and the coaches follow the guidelines that are outlined by the UIL, they can minimize that opportunity or that risk of them getting infected.
You can hear the full interview with Dr. Smarava at KRLD.com. Stay connected and check in with News Radio 1080 throughout the day. After the polls close at 7 this evening, we will have your election results along with reaction on today's primary runoffs.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.